Mr. President, Excellencies, distinguished delegates. I'm happy to report that during this last year, the Sovereign Order of Malta has been able to increase its cooperation with WHO in two important areas. Following our debate on climate and health at the 67th World Health Assembly, the Order of Malta's humanitarian relief agency, Malteser International, was invited to participate in the conference organized by WHO in Geneva on climate and health in August 2014. This important event for the global health community concluded that, and I quote, without adequate mitigation and adaptation, climate change poses unacceptable risks to global public health, unquote. In the same year, Malteser International started a project plan on climate change and health for a district in Cambodia by developing and supporting the local health authorities on the vulnerability assessment and appropriate measures related to climate change. The necessity and resilience of communities has been and still is an important aspect in our work in the health sector, as well as in water, sanitation, and food and nutrition security. All is linked together and requires a holistic approach to which we are committed over the coming years. Furthermore, Malteser International became a member of the Global Health Cluster in 2014, which is the main global network on health. This will enable us to share long-standing experience and contribute to preparing the response and assistance in the recovery from humanitarian emergencies. Malteser International is also part of a consortium funded by the European Commission for Humanitarian Aid to provide surge capacity for the level 3 crisis we are facing now in several countries. In response to the recent earthquakes in Nepal, the Order of Malta is providing relief goods for about 20,000 people, but also ensuring that the government of Nepal is supported in the health sector through our medical team on the ground. It has just established a field hospital in the region near the epicenter of the second severe earthquake. In the Middle East, the Order of Malta is pursuing its assistance to refugees and internally displaced persons. In 2014, Malteser International provided medical care for around 15,000 Syrian refugees and displaced persons in its field hospitals, health centers, and mobile clinics. Nearly 110,000 people additionally received survival packages, food, household and hygiene items, as well as winter clothing. Medical teams operated from Turkey in cooperation with Turkish and Syrian partners provide medical assistance for internally displaced people in northern Syria. Since the summer of 2014, the Order of Malta has been supporting the displaced persons in northern Iraq. Around 3,000 patients received medical assistance from us in the last year alone. In Qadia, the most recently built refugee camp, which is capable of taking 25,000 people, we will be opening a further medical center. Alongside the clinic at Camp Bervisi 2, it will be the second medical center in northern Kurdistan, where we will provide doctors, nurses and carers, as well as medical supplies to secure the population's access to health care. In Lebanon, the Order of Malta has been assisting Syrian refugees since the beginning of the conflict by offering medical consultations and medicines for free in its social medical centers across the country. In northern Lebanon, a mobile clinic visits and treats both refugees and needy locals in remote villages. The assistance to Syrian refugees is still ongoing, as new projects are currently under study, mainly in the regions of the North and the Bekaa. Mr. President, the valuable contribution that faith-based organizations make to providing health care is widely acknowledged and appreciated by governments. In some areas, they are the primary source of medical assistance to local populations. The Order of Malta's historic mission is to fight poverty and inequalities by helping the sick, the needy, and the most disadvantaged in society. These objectives are achievable through a coordinated and effective global approach to reduce suffering and vulnerability of people in need so that they can live a life in good health that is consistent with their unique human dignity. The Order of Malta therefore supports the ongoing efforts by WHO and member states to ensure that health be a central pillar of the post-2015 development agenda. Thank you very much.